live. We're going live, and we are live. Hey, good morning. Hope you're doing well. This is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show, and it's not 5 a.m. It's about 8:44 a.m., and then I'll tell you a little story why we're as late as we are, and there goes the beeping. So if you ring a little bell, you'll get a little note when we go live or we post stuff up, and I got some pictures and videos I'll post up on LinkedIn from yesterday. And I'm debating whether we're going to do it again today, but I'll talk about that a little bit. It is Fortune Cookie Friday. Since it is Halloween month, October, there we go. Should use this. The Agile Accountant provides the fortune cookie for us to discuss. Anyway, I am Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And here on the 5 a.m. Messer Scrum Show, we talk about Agile and Scrum in a practical and tactical way, give you some different twists, things about the different subjects, but it's all about bringing value to the customer and getting you home to have fun with your family and friends and take advantage of opportunities when they come. You never know when they're going to come and whether or not you're going to react to them. And that's what happened to me last night. So part of our mission, get our stuff done, bring value, and have a little fun, right? So last night, yesterday, I guess I talked about it. I always talk about the Rockets. So I'm kind of going off on what we had yesterday. Why we're late and why I'm so tired. Oh, and by the way, this is our 432nd episode. Just want to share that with you. And we will do Fortune Cookie Friday. So they were going to do a launch in, I guess, Virginia, Wallops Island, NASA. So we debated. And then the last minute, we said, let's go. So I grabbed my off for my kids. My daughter didn't want to go. She's like, I don't want to go. So my son's like, I'll go because he is going to get snacks and sleep in the car. And I drove, right? So we drove 3.5 hours to go to the launch site. There's some pictures up. I put them up. I'll put some on YouTube just to see what it was like. And I'll put some on LinkedIn. And it was fun. The road trip was fun. Being there was great. Then We're 2 minutes away from blast off on the rocket, and we got a good spot. We were actually in a really good spot, and they aborted. It was like so depressing. But you know what? You know, I listen to Gary Vee sometimes, and he always makes a statement of, if you don't do it, you'll never know. So you'll regret it either way. So you regret it if you do go. No, but if we didn't go and they launched, then we would have missed the window and never saw it. 3 hours suffering. Waking up late this morning, having to do trash and get all that out, and kid, trash man's coming, Dad, get up. A little freak out. It's all worth it in the end. But you know what? If they launched and we weren't there and we had an opportunity to go see it, then probably we'd regret it. So now the debate is whether or not we drive down 3 hours again, or I drive down 3 hours again today to see it another attempt. We'll see how the weather is and whether or not it's going to happen. If the weather's right, because it was a beautiful night last night. I mean, it was beautiful right along the ocean and the islands, and it was beautiful. But a long drive, so I'm exhausted right now, and I am brain dead. But I had a real good conversation at 7:30 this morning. We did it. There was an Agile Tampa Lean Coffee event. There was only a handful of people. We had some conversations, so some of the topics came up and kind of wanted to talk about them because we brought them up before. So I just want to bring up my twist that I brought to the conversation, some of the thoughts I had post that discussion. So I have two topics in there. And I wrote in the title, Sprint Goals, Product Owners, and PMs, because I want to show you something where how can you use Sprint Goal to help your product owner? And then also, how do you do sprint goals to help give answers to PMs? Because I had a vice president one time ask me to, can you put this in a Gantt chart? And I'm like, really? Really? You want a Gantt chart? Really? Yes, I want a Gantt chart. You know, rather than be, sometimes you can argue with people, but if you know a little bit about what project manager, what other managers saw in the past and what a Gantt chart looks like, it's an easy fix and say, sure, yes, sir. I can give you a Gantt chart. No problem, sir. So he did it and he was happy. So we'll talk about that a little bit. Okay, so first one, sprint goals. So we talked about sprint goals. And there's always sprint goals to help the team. people always talk about, oh, we have sprint goals, help team, keeps them motivated and everything like that. I want to put a different twist on it. Sprint goals related to the product owner. So many times product owners just throw all this stuff in there and all that stuff. Sprint goals help product owners focus on what they want to deliver, right? So if a product owner has lots of projects working on, maybe they'll do little pieces of each project. By producing your sprint goal, says this, but this is what we want to deliver. This has value to the customer, or it has big solid value versus all these little pieces of value. But when we put all these little pieces of value together, we get a nice big chunk of value that we can deploy to the customer and get more revenue and give us pay raises, right? Everybody wants a raise. If you don't put work out there, you don't get a pay raise. By the way, just as long as everyone understands it, if work doesn't go out to the customer so they can buy your product, you'll never get a pay raise. Just saying. For those who've been doing this for 2 years, but yeah, none of your code's getting out to the customer. So we don't have revenue. So it's something to think about, right? But it's a way of helping the product owner focus on what work to put in a sprint. You know, by having that sprint goal, it's like, yeah, if I, you know I want to do this, but if I bring this one little story into the sprint and get rid of this story, then I have a nice epic or feature or something that we can give to the customer that it's a really nice deal. So it helps them focus on that. So having that sprint goal, think of it the other way, helps the product owner focus too. Helps the product owner not just do a mishmash of throwing a bunch of stories in a sprint backlog or a request for that, but has shim shape to it, right? And that sprint goal, the idea of saying, hey, product owner, you know, we're doing all kinds of things, but you know, maybe we really should have a sprint goal, and not like 10 sprint goals, just like one or two sprint goals that we as a group and for the customer want to get out together in the sprint. Something to think about. And also, I also think of it, and not just the product owner, but from a team perspective, I think of it as a trigger mechanism for the teams to think about features and epics, right? It just helps them think about that as a whole. So I just want to share with you sprint goal, a different way of looking at it besides just motivating the team to have a sense of accomplishment, but also helps product owners shape the backlog, right? Helps them shape it. Okay, building Gantt charts. Here's another thing you can use sprint goals for, and which I did because I cheated. No, I didn't cheat. Gave him what he wanted, right? So I had a vice president one time doing this project, and we had a lot of things going on, and I was kind of like the delivery manager, helping the team work in Agile and using Agile techniques with the team and shaping it up. And the manager wanted a Gantt chart. I'm like, oh my God, a Gantt chart. And I've been doing project management. I'm PMP certified and all that kind of stuff. So Gantt charts I can do in my sleep. I love it when people ask me, do you know what a Gantt chart is? So I had Microsoft Project when I was still on diskette, right? I've been using it forever. Gantt charts. Oh, I could do anything with a Gantt chart. So, but here's what I did. So I had sprint goals. We had sprint goals for the team. So here's how I did it. Hey, we're good morning. So what we do. So here's how I did it. If anybody know what a Gantt chart, you got a Gantt chart. As a Gantt chart, two T's, right? Two T's. Gantt. So you use basically a waterfall, right? That's a Gantt chart. And it kind of just like goes in the – it's a Gantt chart. That's the Gantt chart. Okay. Sometimes you have another thing that feeds into something. Maybe this feeds into that too. So maybe that's another team's work coming in. So what I did is how I did it. So the time boxes – this is sprint one, sprint two, sprint three, sprint four. So I did that for them, right? So I got my time boxes. And in here, I put my sprint goals. We kind of knew what the sprint goals were for the next couple of sprints in order to deliver the project. We kind of want to do this, then we want to do that. Maybe we, you know, like, entry, building the database, processes, and send down information. So whatever what the goal was, this is how we did it. It had a lot of stories in it. So what I basically did was took the sprint goals lined them up with sprints, put one below another, and voila, Gantt chart. Guess what? He was happy as a clam. That I go in and say, you know, Gantt charts are evil, and everything about them is evil, and we're agile. We don't do Gantt charts, blah, blah, blah. No, I didn't. I didn't cause all that turmoil. I didn't say no, because you know what? It didn't matter. And the only thing I want to say is it's good to understand, because we're going to work in this world together, right? Project managers, scrum masters. I've been in both worlds. I know either one. I could teach both. You got to know the language the other group's talking about. We always talk about that. How do you interact with people? Kind of knowing some of the things, the tools they use, is handy for a scrum master to know. Because when they ask you stupid questions like, can I have a Gantt chart? Think about it for a second. Yeah, I can make you a Gantt chart. Give them a Gantt chart. And it just matches what you already have in the system. You just made it look like a Gantt chart. That's all, right? So sometimes you take the data you have and reuse it. I do it all the time. I've done that my whole entire career. Some people that want a report. You do. Okay. I would just copy like the burn down chart and paste it in a PowerPoint, or I would get the list of stuff we're working on, and it would just come out of the system, and I would just paste it. There you go. There's your report. Oh, okay, great. I got a report. I'm good. I'm happy. See ya. That's how I would do it. Simple as that. Anyway, those are my two things. Ways you can use the sprint goals. One, you can help the product owner help shape the sprints so that it's just not everything on the planet. Help them focus on stuff. And two, you can use it to produce a Gantt chart, just like I just did there. If you really need, someone comes down old school, I need a Gantt chart. I need to bring it to a pitch or something, or a briefing. Okay. Do your sprint goals for the next couple sprints, and you know, comes right out of the system. Really didn't take much, little squares, little rectangles, little lines. So if you knew what they are, it's working. So, okay. So with that, it's a spooky hand. It's Halloween week month. So because it is Halloween month, that's why I got the claws out there. Maybe we could do some fun things for Halloween virtually. I don't know what they would be. Maybe you can do a scary face mask and Zoom. You know, everybody paint their faces first. That would be wild. Wildly wicked. I would love to go to us. Can you imagine jumping in on a daily scrum call and everybody has their face all painted and scary stuff on Halloween? That would be so cool. I think that would be cool. I would do that. I would encourage, if I was a scrum master and I had my own team, shoot, be doing all kinds of stuff for Halloween. Anyway, okay, I just opened it up. And here's the scaly hands of the agile accountant bringing in the fortune cookie. And the fortune cookie has a message we have that the accountant wrapped in plastic. Got multiple layers here. We can't just have one layer. And wrapped in a cookie shell. And inside the cookie shell has a message from the agile accountants. And we have to take this message and translate it into something related to the show, related to the agile scrum, or life in general. Okay, let's see what it says. Take my glasses off. Ha! Good bakers always make plenty of dough. Good bakers always make plenty of dough. So I don't know if you can read that. Maybe. Good bakers always make plenty of dough. I guess if you make plenty of dough, I don't know if that's necessarily lean. But is it? I'm going to say, good bakers make plenty of dough. I would say as a good baker or scrum master or a scrum team, give yourself plenty of room for change, right? If we talked about, and it's about leaving room. Do PI planning. Organizations to plan everything for like a 3-month plan and fill up everyone's capacity with load and stories and say, we're 100% maxed out on capacity of PI. We're good to go, man. We're really good. You don't have any room for any kind of change, any room for, oh yeah, this isn't what we really wanted. The customer thought it was crap and we need to like change it. You gave yourself no room to do that, right? So good bakers always leave themselves plenty of dough. I would say good scrum masters, good scrum teams, good agile organization leave themselves plenty of room for change, right? To be able to pivot. So you got to leave yourself room to pivot. If you don't leave any room for yourself to pivot, you won't be able to get there. And a reason why they can make themselves plenty of dough, we're going to go back to value real quick because we're at the 1522. We're done. Plenty of dough means you can sell more baked goods to the customer. The pivot capability means maybe you need to sell a new product to a customer and make more money. So leave yourself room to pivot. So if the customer demand picks up for something else, you could adjust for it. How about that? We'll go with that. All right. So that's the end of the 5 AMS Scrum Show for today. Happy Friday. Give us a thumbs up if you like the show. Let us know. Ring the little bell so you get notices. I will be putting videos. I have a feeling we're going to go for another shot because the kid who slept for 6 hours and had a ball, except for the allergy thing. And maybe we'll do it again. We'll see what the weather goes. So thumbs up. You all take care. Enjoy your Friday. Have a good night. Enjoy some time with family and friends. And stay healthy and take care of yourselves and make sure you're social distance and apply appropriate. Don't go to work sick, you know. We'll have a conversation on that coming up soon. And we'll talk about that maybe tomorrow about going into work sick. And this is why we're all in such a problem anyhow. All right. Take care. Bye. See y'all. Have a good day.